Well, all right, Jim, I don't want to push on this, but obviously it's of high interest to many people and would explain the motivation for so much of what they're doing. It is your belief, maybe your personal belief, not based on anything specifically said to you or based on something specifically said to you, that they are indeed our creators.
Well, they showed it that way, and I didn't know where it was leading. The things that play with your on your emotions and that play on your mind and where they're going with something, and you're trying to read into where it's, what they're doing or what's the point. And in this particular scenario, it was pretty clear. And then they coupled it with saying something. But it, the first scene, it was the way that it just leads to it. The first scene was a World War II scene where there were Nazi and Italian soldiers. They were the Axis power, and it was a war-torn area, and there were two officers with a war map and other soldiers guarding the a building that had been torn up in this whole torn-up city or town or village, and they were reviewing their next plan. And as I looked close at this hologram, I could see that one of the faces of the two guys looked a lot like myself, a family member. I later learned that that through my father, that during World War II, my father fought for the United States. He was in the Army, but he had family in Italy that fought for the Axis power because they were part of that country and they didn't have any choice. So I was looking at something that was pretty realistic. Mm-hmm. And then another scene appeared, and it was... there's a German influence in this thing, too. I've gone off the beat here a little bit, but over the years with this, I have picked up and seen individuals from the World War II Nazi period that I could see. I'll get flashes and glimpses of those individuals or Nazi individuals who were fooling around with the ability to be in other dimensions. And there seems to be a code about the technology that enables one to go into these other dimensions, that no matter what you are or who you are, once you're there, they don't meddle in anybody else's affairs. It's like a neutral ground once they're there, what goes on behind other dimensions. That's a subject for another time, maybe, but yes. I have seen that in that influence. I've seen men from 50, 60, 70 years ago who are alive and well and still in those dimensions and dimensions, and apparently they don't age.
Okay. Well, I guess I would ask this with regard to the creation.
Yeah.
Why would you necessarily buy the images or whatever they said to you on that subject any more than you did some of the early attempts to manipulate you with religious image?
Well, we were progressing, so to speak, or I was, I should say.
Right.
To where I was playing along with the game and the game plan, and I started seeing real value in what these guys were and what these guys were doing, and what I maybe not necessarily what they had to offer, but I could get real knowledge and real gain out of it. And the games that they had played, and the mind games, and the projecting thoughts and projecting other realities that I could shake off. I just learned how to shake those things off over the years, to where it got into a point where now I can gain some realistic or some real reality out of what I was seeing. Hey, again, if there's a mind that's capable of 100 times the speed, sure, anybody can be fooled. Anybody can be deceived. But as from what I could tell over the years, I'm seeing things progress in a way that's more positive and real relative to interaction with these guys, and a lot of it has to do with some of the things I started seeing. I'm not saying that I accepted it, but I could see reality there. And the next scene was a that was a good question. Excuse me. The next scene was a turn of the century scene Industrial Revolution period, and I could see a ribbon-cutting ceremony, and then I saw an individual that was a family member or looked a lot like myself. So I was getting the picture, okay? So they were, what they were describing was how they tracked this particular family line, myself. The scene, then that disappeared, and another scene, fascinating stuff to look at when you look at this stuff, because you know you're looking at something from that time period, and it's unlike what you see in the movies or anything like that. It's just the real thing. And you're looking at, the next one was a early medieval period where a bunch of fellows were sitting around a wooden table in a medieval inn, and they were drinking out of wooden goblets, and one of them was toasted, and that was me, very drunk, or a family member of mine. And then another scene appeared, and it was, and I'll skip through a couple of them. The last one before the very last one that appeared was during the Roman period, I would say, best from what I could tell, for anywhere from 1 to 300 A.D., and it was centered around the Senate, the Roman Senate, and I'm not saying that I was a member of the Senate, but I was in a crowd, or not myself, but a family member, and I could see the family resemblance in a crowd on the bleachers during a debate. So early democracy, so to speak. Now the scene,
well, that's not going back to creation, but it's pretty early.